Rafael Toledo, IRS spokesman, joining us now to count down the final days. What have we got, about 14 days left to the tax filing day on the 18th, right? Something like that.
Yes. Hi,
Rafael.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. So my question to you is, have you filed yet?
I did. I got it done in early February.
Okay. Wow.
I figured you would, probably. So,
well, it just was, easy, convenient, on my mind. So
right.
I got taken care of.
It's on your mind all year long, I would imagine, as it is for many.
This is true.
So
you caught me on that.
All
okay,
right.
Yeah.
Question, for those who are self-employed, the rules are a little bit different than for many other people as far as...
If you're a small business or self-employed, or you work in the shared economy, for example, so you drive for one of the car companies that's not a taxi, that kind of thing. Anyway, you might make quarterly estimated payments to keep yourself current as you go. The federal tax system is pay as you go, and April 18th is a deadline, actually, for your first quarterly estimated tax payment. And so a lot of folks, like myself and others who are salaried employees, we have withholding, and that is done automatically throughout the year with a form W-4, right? You put that number in there that everybody says, and you fill it out, and boom, they withhold accordingly. Well, those quarterly estimated payments are made by those who are self-employed for the most part, perhaps other situations, but who don't have those withholdings pulled out of a paycheck every other week or every week or every month. So quarterly estimated payments, that is an April 18th deadline as well for those who may have to make those.
Now, does that apply to people whose income is basically derived from, interest income, investments, and so forth, but don't actually have a
It depends. It's derived from wages that you make that you work for yourself. If you're an independent contractor, for example, then you want to be current throughout the whole year with your tax situation. We have tools. The IRS website's got information about how you can kind of keep yourself current there. Mm-hmm. You also might have to make other responsibilities in terms of state or other kinds of local payments and such for taxes and things like that. But there's a lot of software to keep it current. It's really easy. But you get the idea that when you're self-employed or you're a small business owner, you got a little bit of a different set of tax rules and such to follow to keep yourself current.
Now, if you're primarily an employee of a company, but you do work on the side, with 1099s and so forth, can the taxes you pay through your employer offset that and absolve you from the quarterly tax filing?
Yes, very good point. If you have two different income streams and you're self-employed as well, you have a side job, you can increase your withholding from the salaried to balance it out. No question about it. The bottom line is just try to keep yourself as close as you can to what you need to take. The average refund coming back to taxpayers is around $3,000, and a lot of people get the money coming back to them. So you can adjust as you go. You don't need to give the government your money to hold for you to give back in the form of a refund. You can make those adjustments as you go. Not a bad idea to do so. Just pay what you owe if you can, of course, if that's what you want to do, and perhaps avoid having the government hold it for you until you file a tax return.
All right. Now, for those who are just now filing, how long can they expect their refund to take to reach them?
For most, it's 21 days or less. That's with a paperless return. That's e-file, direct deposit. If it is a little bit longer, do understand that we're doing the best we can behind the scenes with our screens and detectors and filters to prevent fraudulent refunds from going out the door to begin with. So if it takes a little bit longer than that, maybe you might say it's good news because we, the IRS, are trying to not send the bad money out to begin with. But give us 3 weeks for most.
In other words, you're trying not to send good money to bad people.
Correct.
Okay.
You got
Very
it.
Good. Thanks for joining us as always on Tax Tuesday, and we'll talk to you on our final Tax Tuesday next week, right?
Exactly.
Wow, did that time go by fast? Rafael Toledo, IRS spokesman. You also can go to the IRS website, which is
irs.gov.